thank you for joining us today. It's great to be back with you once again. I'm Henrik. This is Red Ice TV, and we're doing another interview today. You know, we're just kind of getting rolling on that again. We've done a lot of live streams and stuff, but we're getting back onto the interview train. And for the second interview this season here, we're bringing aboard Rye Dawson to talk more about the Epstein saga. Rye, how's it going? Good to see you.
Good to be on the show. This is a horrid topic, but it needs to be done.
Well, if there's someone we can bring on to talk about it, it's you. I think last time we did two consecutive shows on Epstein, and I kind of think what we left off, to be honest, was basically like we don't have a client list. That's basically what we left off. And now, you know, you have a list you'll share with us today. We also have that
expose. I've got a client list right here.
Like, and I want to hear the story of how you got that, by the way. But
I will. But, like, I mapped out about 55 of them. It's on this poster I have behind me, rolled up, but a long time ago, back in 2019. But you got to be damn sure before you put someone's name on a poster as a billionaire, you're going to get sued, right? So, yeah. Like, I had a lot of people. I'm like, oh, I know, but they didn't have the confidence to stick it on. But all you have to do is go through the victim's testimonies and stuff and do a little bit of deduction, right? Like when they're talking about a hotel mogul, you know it's Tom Pritzker. And then you have Tom Pritzker, you know, saying, oh, it's trying to sue to keep his name off the list. You're like, well, why would you just put yourself on the list by trying to silence the list? You know? So it wasn't that hard. We knew about Leon Black and all these people a long time ago.
It's coming out
people
now.
Like me, I was banned from everything, you know, and just the quick way, a ban on everything. So shows like Redacted and stuff, like breaking news, Leon Black gave money to Epstein. This is not new at all. Reported that in 2019.
Yeah.
I think I reported that before that. It's just, you know, we're not allowed on social media until post-Elon. I guess I get a Twitter back, and that's still not perfect. Lots of people are still banned. And,
yep.
You know, and other people who were brought back got banned immediately, like Scott Ritter. So... yeah, we still have plenty of problems on Twitter, but better than it used to be.
It's slightly better, to be honest. We might talk about this new CEO later because it does tie in once we get to Robert Kraft, actually. But it's a disaster. But so we had that. Yeah, you know, obviously a client list. That's the main focus here. Like we said that last time. Like did Epstein service, right? Who bought his services? Who was blackmailed? Whatever. That's what we wanted to have. Judge sealed the case. And beyond what you are going to share with us today, we've also had that Wall Street Journal piece. This now on its, what, second
on
or
the
third?
Calendar, yeah.
Yeah, the calendar. So, what do you make of the calendar?
Well, see, people need to remember, it wasn't just kiddie fiddling. So Ghislaine's trial had a lot of the pedophile people, but there was a lot of white-collar crime and influence that Epstein did, too, because Israel was spying on R&D from universities. And so he would use the donor class to get leverage on universities so that they could take trade secrets. And so they hit Ohio State, Harvard, MIT, anybody deep into science usually.
Yeah. Well, is that weird?
Ohio State had already been compromised by the Les Wexner and Abigail Wexner Foundation.
Yeah, because that's weird thing with the science thing, right? And again, for what purposes is it just to control more influential people, maybe up-and-coming people and so forth, right? Obviously, having professors part of that is a big part, but that's also the thing with his own science interests, right? Longevity research, he wanted to seed humanity with his DNA, blah, blah, blah.
Companies will partner with the university because the university gets grants from the state, so it's a way of helping finance their own research. And grad students are basically indentured servants.
Slaves.
They work for credit, yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's a lot of smart people in some universities, so you want eyeballs on it. And a lot of projects are done together, but it gives them a back door to know what's going on. Like the MicroWire scandal, Israel stole all that technology. And apparently Maxwell's sisters and co, the NSO that they came up with from Pegasus was from Promise Software, taken from the Pentagon. So this is the goal. I mean, Israel was compromising people for lots of reasons. Anybody with influence, presidents, CIA directors, prime ministers, for political clout. But they also want to, what do you want from the United States the most? Trade secrets, science, and technology.
Mm-hmm. Right. and just have some of these people in their pocket, right? So if and when they need to call on them, they can, whatever issue it is, right? Let's assume all of a sudden, you know, the squad or something shows up and they have some anti-Israeli bill they introduce or whatever, right? Then you got to have the right people in Congress or the Senate that can just vote this stuff down, right? This stuff like that.
Yeah, people think that you're going to blackmail the congressman, but that's not a good strategy because the congressmen change all the time and there's so many. All you really have to do is blackmail the donor class, because the donor class already runs the Congress.
Right.
And that's exactly what they aimed at with the mega group. They went for the big boys, the big donors, the billionaires, the Steinhardts and the Les Wexers. All these people are big, Soros, et cetera. Something else. That's the donor class.
Yeah.
And you want to keep them in line. And blackmail is the way to do it. I mean, how are you going to bribe a billionaire? You can't.
Right, no.
Unless you're a 100 billionaire or something. So blackmail is where it's at.
Yep.
But what's sick is, why would such type of sexual blackmail even work? Like, why are some of these people into...
Kids?
Little kids, yeah.
Could it be? I mean, I'm sure some of them are, right? They get powerful, wealthy, nothing does it for them anymore. This degeneracy, they have to go further to get a kick out of this or whatever sick thing they got going on. But it's also this potentially that maybe they're told, like, if you want to get this position, if you're going to get into this, this is what you have to do. And not everyone, of course, will do that. But the worst of them.
Yeah, will. Compromise yourself. Or you're not in the club.
That's right. Yep.
But a lot of them, I mean, they do it more than once. So, like, you do it once, you're compromised. They keep coming back to visit his property. So I think they're into it. Sometimes it wasn't always underage. He did provide just young women to some of these people.
Yeah.
Or he'd get, someone who's like 17, 18, right on the line, have some alcohol involved and gotcha, bitch,
Yeah.
That happened. But there's a lot of, like, 12, 14,
Ugh, oh my
that
god!
And Peter Nygaard, same thing. Like a lot of these rings overlap.
Yep. Oh, exactly. Definitely. So we have. We'll get to the client list here in just shortly. But there's been some developments even just the last few days here. So the Wall Street Journal have released a series of articles talking about the elite ties to Jeffrey Epstein. In this calendar, and of course, as the image implies here and other places, we have people like Woody Allen, Ehud Barak, Larry Summers, right, Lawrence Summers, Bill Gates is mentioned as
they're all on this poster from 2019.
Oh, I know, I had one of those in my studio. One of our great
Allen's
friends bought one
on
for
there.
Me.
So, yeah. Summers is on there. Barak's on there. Bill Gates is on there.
Yep.
I don't think the Rothschild is on there. But she should have been.
And that's a new thing, right? We had, not Evelyn, who was it? There was Ariane, right? Ariane the Rothschild, I think it was. And you had that little graph here. We talk about this for a little bit.
Well, so I don't know if you've seen my film on Numek, but...
I started watching. It was very good, by the way. Doing good views on Rumble, I saw.
Yeah, I mean, for Rumble, it's pretty good. It's over 66K, I think. But, yeah, so NUMEC is the Nuclear Materials and Equipment Corporation. It's a film about how Israel stole the bomb and why they had to kill JFK. But part of that shows how the Sonborn Institute, which is what helped, was sort of the backbone for illegal weapons smuggling, morphed into the mega group. And some of the really old members, like Les Wexner, there's a bridge straight from Sonborn to mega, which is a point that Whitney Webb ripped off from me and put in a book and act like she came up with it herself. You know, as soon as I put the film out, runs and writes it down, typical. But in here, you also see that Edmund de Rothschild was helping finance the weapons, the nuclear plant in Dimona in the Negev Desert, and his children are both involved with Epstein.
Oh, my God, what a mess. Yeah, I remember it was... Yeah, Ariane de Rothschild.
As is the Wexner Foundation, that goes back to Rabbi Herbert Friedman, who was the first president of the Wexner Foundation and part of the Jewish agency that stole the bomb.
Right.
Here's the beginning of it.
Here's
cool.
The trailer.
You're
here.
Fast.
We'll pull that up. One-man band here, buddy. All right. But no, so this is great stuff. If people haven't seen it, check it out. We can put it down in the description text below, NUMEC. And of course, it ties into a lot of things we will talk about here today as well. Where do you want to begin? So tell us about the client list. Is this something you just kind of deduced then, like this has to be this person, blah, 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 or was there someone brought your names
along?
Yeah,
I mean, there's no like list sitting in a locker somewhere. Like people keep thinking like, where's the list? Like he wrote it all down on a scroll or something and hid it. And I have to point out, there's a couple of fake lists, too, because what some people did is they just took Lynn Maxwell's black book, which is like 90 pages worth of names on it. And listen, not every contact she had was doing anything illegal or fiddling with kids. These are just people she knew, right? So it's very lazy because there's a lot of innocent people in that black book who she may have met or whatever, who she was targeting. A lot of those targets failed. There's a second fake client list, which is just some QAnon wacko stuff with like Tom Hanks and all these celebrity names on it because celebrities are, you know, that's a juicy story. And it's just BS. So there's two fake lists coming out. My list is based on the victims' testimonies and the trials and all the different reporting we have from many papers all over the place over a long time period where it's corroborated. You know, Virginia Roberts gave us a bunch of names and they just didn't read it. They never read her testimony or anything. There's no way. Like, she told everybody about the Dubins many years ago.
Yeah.
And there's no way this little girl just made this up because, yeah, I understand Prince Andrew and Bill Gates and stuff, they're famous names, and somebody could just go, oh, yeah, me too, right? Because we know how that goes, right? Everybody piles on Cosby or Trump, whatever. But Glenn Dubin is rich but not famous, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was there in her, and you can, these files are completely available online, right? You can see her what she wrote. She knew where he was. She knew what hotel they stayed in. She knew that his wife was pregnant because she was forced to give her a massage first in the bedroom. And then he rapes her in the living room where, you know, she's forced to have sex with him because Epstein made her. There's no way a 13, 14-year-old is going to know who they are when his wife is pregnant, when they're in that state, when they're at that hotel, unless she was actually there.
Right.
She didn't just make this up. And then it's corroborated because you see the billion-dollar deal that Epstein helped procure for Glenn Dubin. And then, again, they're at the townhouses. Actually, Bill Gates met with Ava Dubin and her daughter, and Epstein used to date Ava Dubin. I mean, this little kid, there's no way she had privy to all this knowledge. She's telling the truth. So you mark them down and you go through, and it's just a long process of mostly listening to the victims. They'll tell you who they are forced to have sex with, right?
Yep.
And then you go through the financial trail. This is in the business press. It's just buried, right? And it's boring if you want to get into liquid funding and limited and, you know, Bear Stearns Ireland and all these little subsidiaries and, you know, LLCs and things he made, Gratitude America, all this bullshit money conduits that he had. It's not secret. It's just not centralized. So right. I've centralized it and made the list. And this list, it's funny because I've read some of this out on Rumble already. And, you know, over time, I keep getting verified. Like, the Wall Street Journal has breaking news, and then those names are here already.
Yeah.
That's not going to show up, but I'm going to give you a graphic of this anyway. But, yeah, it's there. And, you know, I might be missing a few names. You know, no one gave me a list. I had to compile this list. But there's a lot of prime ministers on here, especially from a certain, you know, greatest ally.
You know, we talked about that before we started. Like, 80 to 90% are probably Jews on this, of his clients, right?
Well, I would call them business partners. Like, yeah, they're clients, but not all these people are blackmailed. They're just...
they're part of it.
Into this.
Yeah.
They're into this kind of stuff, and he's not the only ring. That's just like a... it's kind of insurance. It's like, all right, we made these, you know, criminal deals. Make sure you're compromised, right?
Yeah.
And they have no problem with that because they're sick, man. Like, people like Jess Daly or JPMorgan Chase were sending hush money on Epstein's behalf to his victims, $20,000 of shut-up money.
Jeez.
Right? And this is what the lawsuit out of the Virgin Islands is about right now. And they're actually suing Jess Daly, his own bank, suing him for abetting Epstein's crimes. And Darren Endike and some of his lawyers, Epstein money is still being moved around, and he's dead.
Oh, my God.
So what's going on? You know, and Deutsche Bank, too, that's another, I guess...
yeah,
it was in the show notes. But
that was breaking today, wasn't it? Tell us quickly about that. $75 million they're going to be forced to pay.
And that's on top of the $200 million they already paid in 2020, which is a story. And that, remember the judge whose family got assassinated by supposedly some Manosphere guy? It's the same judge taking on the Deutsche Bank case for Epstein.
Did they find this person?
The guy that, he got in a car accident afterward.
Oh, okay.
Same day. He got Epstein.
Yeah, so this guy, here it is. Let me pull this up real quick. So obviously, this person sought the judge who had just been appointed, right, in one of the Epstein cases, assigned one of the cases, but he kills her son, 20 years old, and her husband. As well. No, he was critically injured. He didn't actually die.
He got injured, and his son was killed because he answered the door.
Right. So do you know if this case proceeded? Because this is, when it says, this is 2020. Has this proceeded? Have you followed up on this? What happened? Or is she out, this judge? She was like...
Well, no, they ended up having to pay $200 million. You can look that up. But the case you're talking about today, of the $75 million, that's in addition, right? Because they're finding more and more people. Man, it's just so sad, dude. They killed her son.
Yep.
They almost killed her husband.
Yep. I figured she would be
spooked
after this.
But the Virgin Islands
suit
is different. Different bank, same kind of shenanigans. They were paying hush money to Epstein victims. And it's Jess Staley. Jess Staley used to visit Epstein properties when he wasn't even there. He had his own yacht. He'd pull up to the pedophile island. And apparently he had some kind of like Disney princess fetish. So he'd have these little kids dressed up as Snow White or, pick a girl.
Yeah.
And there's emails back and forth that have been unredacted like 2 months ago about this, saying, how was Snow White? Who would you like next? And he's like, Beauty and the Beast. And Epstein's like, well, I can provide half of that. Like, not the Beast part.
Well, that's him.
Yeah, there he's in the picture. There's Larry Summers, too.
There's Summers, Gates, and yeah. Staley. Or Staley.
Just Staley.
Staley, yep, exactly. Far left in the picture right there. My God, and, like, this should be the biggest story right now, talked about by every single media.
I think that's Boris Nikolic on the far right.
Yeah, he was Bill Gates' man, right?
He introduced him. Well, he's one of them. Walker was the other one.
Right, and Summers, of course, he was head of the Treasury, I think, for a while, right?
He's Treasury,
J.P. Morgan.
And worked at Harvard, too.
Harvard, well tied in with that whole, the same environment there, basically, right? This is absolutely insane as
Staley,
much is coming out right
Summers,
now.
Yeah. Epstein.
All of them. Yeah, I know. All of them.
Bill Gates.
No, but, some people have claimed
Merbold,
that.
Merbold, who worked for him, there's a whole bunch of Microsoft executives on this list. There's like four of them.
Yeah.
Senior level, too.
Another one.
And they used to go to, Merbold used to go, Nathan used to go to, the Florida property on his own, had keys. That's gross.
Oh, my God. He had there was a ranch right in, was it Arizona? It was actually somewhat close to where...
New Mexico,
where Alec Baldwin shot the camera, the producer there on that set. It was not too far away from there.
Irony of the Baldwins all against guns.
Yeah.
And then... killed somebody.
Yep. Oh, man.
I'm sure that really was an accident, but damn.
I don't know what to think about it, to be honest. He's just acted so
weird.
Gun
control means two hands. You think there's supposed to be the Brandon Lee law after Bruce Lee's son was killed.
Yep. The Crow.
In The Crow, that they're not ever to use real ammo and props.
Yep.
For close-up shots or whatever.
But they're doing.
So they that whole studio violated that.
But charges were dropped against Baldwin, were they not? Just recently?
Of course, he's a Democrat.
Hey, the other thing too, you mentioned the Virgin Island lawsuit, that's too. Isn't it curious that one of the guys that has, of course, contributed more to being invasive in terms of privacy for people, right, meaning Google, one of the co-founders of Google, Larry Page, is no one can find him. No one has one has addresses for him, and somehow he's just disappeared, and he can't be served. They're talking about serving, I guess, Alphabet or subpoena Alphabet instead, which I hope that they do. But this isn't
that would be even better.
It would be better.
Go straight to the top, but if Denise George got fired, she was who brought on the lawsuit in the Virgin Islands. Oh, was his name? Governor Albert Bryan fired her that day. But it didn't matter. The lawsuit is on. and that's going to go straight to Staley. And then you start pulling on that thread, and it's right here. Like, they wrote this a long time ago. You'll see this. That'll roll up in Jamie Dimon and Staley, which also goes to the Dubins. I just taped this to itself. This is not even the updated map. I have a 2021 one, more names on it. But yeah, I mean, that thread's going to pull onto it. But I pointed this out in other interviews before, with Sean Atwood and some others. Prior to Epstein ever being on the scene, a lot of employees at Bear Stearns and a lot of these financial institutions were complaining about sexual harassment. Boss changing clothes in front of them and just that kind of atmosphere they have because they feel untouchable.
Yeah. Of course, no. And again, we're all powerful. We can do whatever the hell we want. We buy and sell people, even kids and stuff. And they just stopped caring after a while. And I think they got also so... they got so brazen, they got like hubris or whatever the right term here is, and they just thought that we'll never be caught. What do you think? Was that largely it's because of what the Miami Herald and these continued cases by Gouffray that it actually like unfolded in the way it has, as far as I understand it. It was, but I don't think that wasn't meant to happen, right?
Because, you know, Miami Herald, maybe a bit Vanity Fair, stayed on this case, but that was for decades. It really wasn't until Trump was president and a lot of the people bottlenecking stuff in the FBI were no longer there. Plus, Trump had personal beef with Wexner, and the Kushners had personal beef, like the Kushners and the Mark Epstein's real estate mogul in New York, too. So you had a little bit rival crime families kind of going at it.
Yeah.
But under Trump's watch, Epstein got arrested, Maxwell got arrested, Jean-Luc Brunel got arrested, Peter Nygaard got arrested, and ever since Trump's been out, no one's gone to jail.
Do you think he was at least part of putting people in place that were actually doing something about this?
It's just his whole administration had a lot of seat changes. I mean, Christopher Wray was still there.
Yeah.
He's tied into the Bidens. I don't know. Trump picked the worst people.
But that's why I don't trust him.
He picked the worst. I mean, he brought in Bolton. I was like, wow, you surrounded yourself with neocons.
Yeah.
It was horrifying. But they lost a lot of their protection. Epstein kept dipping his own stash. And, it was hubris took them down.
Yeah.
And also, Netanyahu and Ehud Barak are rivals. And so he thought, Netanyahu did end up becoming a three-time prime minister. But I liken it, and I take this analogy from Senator Richard Black from Virginia, state senator. He was explaining about the Al-Qaeda in Syria, all the like Iral al-Sham and HTS on us up front. But he was saying it's kind of like rival cartel gangs. You can think of selling cocaine.
Yeah.
They all sell cocaine, but they do fight with each other over who gets the profits.
Right.
Because sometimes you have right-wing, left-wing Zionists go at each other.
Yeah.
Hey, that always benefits everybody.
I mean, look at what's happened in Israel over the last few months with this judicial overhaul and all the protests and stuff. I mean, you have this, but it's weird though, right? Because you have this like, it's obviously a very hardcore nationalistic left-wing faction in Israel. They're still hardcore Zionist, but they just want to have more left-wing liberal progressive policies in the country, right? Not open borders, though.
I mean, no one's saying to stop bulldozing Palestinian homes.
Exactly.
Like, we're all okay with that.
Yeah.
They're fighting over other things.
Yes.
And sometimes these billionaire factions, like if you look at the the Hatfield-McCoy type war between Peter Nygaard and Louis Bacon. Right?
Oh, that's hilarious.
It is so fun.
I had a piece on that. I know. That's incredible, isn't it?
You do. You are on top of things.
Yes. this is the classic thing, right, with... As soon as you have a pedophile, they'll probably start pointing their fingers at somebody and calling them a white supremacist or a racist or a Nazi. In this case, he actually called them a KKK member and a white nationalist or something like that. And now this started over apparently like I'm sure there's other things here as you'll probably get to, but like some shared driveway on the island that they were sharing. This escalated.
Yeah. So again, it's like a property dispute in the Bahamas between two billionaires, Bacon out of North Carolina, Nygaard out of Canada. They're arguing over, petty stuff. And it gets to the point, this is, seems like something from the Flintstones, or I don't know, but like, where Nygaard installed all these giant speakers to blare music into Bacon's yard loud. And so Lewis gets even bigger speakers and does it back. And then apparently Nygaard, whatever he was doing, started a fire. And then he tried to say it was arson from Bacon. It wasn't. Calls him, said he's in the KKK. He spent millions of dollars smearing Lewis Bacon.
Yeah.
Which no one heard of.
$15 million, right? He spent on that, apparently.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yep. $15 million. Yeah.
And which led to a settlement, I think, right? I mean, look, Nygaard is rotting in a Toronto jail right now, so who knows what's going to happen to him. But Bacon was awarded $203 million because of this defamation of his reputation. But he's probably never going to see any of that money, to be honest.
Yeah, Nygaard's in his upper 80s. And he, so this guy also met with Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew actually had a vacation one time with his wife that he shaved off 3 days of it. I mean, it was only like a 6-day holiday, so half of it he spent with Peter Nygaard, who's like 20 years older than Andrew. Like, what are you doing? Are you going to the Bahamas to play volleyball? What are you doing? Play some foosball? You know what he was doing. Peter Nygaard did every manner of rape there was. He tried to buy girls, just pay them off, right? And I mean girls, like little kids.
Yeah.
But he'd also drug them. And he was into scat.
He was defecating. No, he had women defecating in his mouth, allegedly.
Right. There's a word for that. What's it called? The Pelosi? something like that. he was down with Brown. He's into the poo-poo.
Yes. He liked his women.
Black women.
Liked his women, Brown, too. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, the other Brown, I guess, down. He had jungle fever or whatever. But I think he mostly just preyed on the poor. And, yeah, he'd have him shit in his mouth. He'd drug him and anal rape him and pass him around to his buddies. And they're just riding a train on these girls. And he would dodge court. He'd get subpoenaed and just not show up. But then he raped a couple of Americans. And that's probably what finally got him.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so he's rotting in jail right now. But he didn't get arrested until December of 2020, like Trump's last month in office.
Right, yeah.
They finally go and get him. And, yeah, he was drugging girls. But the prince spends vacation with them. How would Prince Andrew even know who this guy is? Like, will you just randomly hang out with a clothing mogul from Canada who's, like, in his 70s at the time?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know?
No.
Because these guys, a lot of the girls that would graduate from Epstein, right? Oh, you're 19, you're too old. They just end up in another pedophile ring. They'd pass these people around in a circuit. It's like a flower petal.
It's a market.
Nygaard's one of these petals.
Yeah.
Epstein by far had the largest, but Scully, there's a whole bunch of these rings, and a lot of them are in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, look, even Sam Bankman-Fried had a island right in Bahamas, right? He was buying property down there. It's almost like he
bought a bunch of property on an island, but
right.
I don't think he had an island. But Sam Bankman-Fried helped facilitate a lot of this stuff, and it goes straight to Ukraine. Does Jean-Luc Brunel. Jean-Luc Brunel's final modeling agency was right out of Kiev, right? He started in Tel Aviv, and then Paris, and then Karen Models became MC Squared and had a branch in Miami and one in New York that would funnel girls to Epstein.
Right.
Of course, he already had Wexler's LL Brand girls and Victoria's Secret, too. But there's a huge white slave trade out of Ukraine and Romania going to Israel.
Israel, yep.
Yeah. And Burnell was just one of these funnels. He had one plus mother agency out of Ukraine, which does do child modeling. And they get him down there and just take their passport away, lock him up in a brothel. Israel did crack down on human trafficking in around 2016. No, not 1916. Well, they didn't exist in 1916, but 2016. But it wasn't because of, you know, all the women being exploited and raped. It was because it was threatening the Jewish majority demographic in Tel Aviv to have all these European girls there.
Oh my God! Oh,
that, you can look this up.
Yep.
And I found, I actually paid money to get the university papers and stuff on this. This is what they're arguing about. The Knesset is not they wanted to deport the women who were getting raped for illegal immigration.
Right. Yep.
Instead of the people that brought them there as human traffickers.
Yeah. No, that's fine. That's
unreal.
Not a problem. That's standard procedure for Israel. You know. Another thing, too, side note here a little bit, but it's still interesting, right? Nygaard was into all this weird longevity research. He's taking these women's stem cells and menstrual blood. He wanted their aborted. This is the abortion thing. Like
eating poop.
That's one thing. That's going to help you real good there, buddy. But all this crazy weird stuff.
He wanted to live in him, man. He had the blood, stem cells from, you know, babies and stuff, eating fecal matter. All kinds of steroids and all that, you know. The big fad now is these guys in their 50s on TRT that go to the gym and start talking about, you know, how men are supposed to be. Say, shut up, loser. None of them have a family and kids either. They're like some 50-year-old guy on TRT banging club hoes. I'm like, you're just sad.
Oh, jeez. Yep. Yeah, so then, you know, so Epstein, he has a little bit of that going on too, right? That they're kind of trans, just for simplicity's sake, let's call it transhumanism and things like that, right? But
Epstein, okay, yeah. Actually, Epstein wanted to select certain type, we call it the ballerina type. He wanted the blonde, blue-eyed, thin, like this certain figure,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to impregnate them all.
Yes.
And have them have his babies.
Yep.
And Virginia Giuffre was one of those. And Glenn Maxwell's all excited, like, you're just so lucky, you get to have his baby. And that's when she was out. She's like, well, let me get my license in Thailand for massage first.
I remember that. Yep.
She was out of there and met a good man, married him, went to Australia. But he was going to impregnate her. He also had fantasies of having his brain and penis cryogenically frozen.
Yep.
This wouldn't work.
His egg-shaped penis?
Little egg, yeah, it's a little egg.
That's one of the best deposition earrings I've heard. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. What a weirdos. Creeps. Freak. But it's more than that. I mean, these are demons, and they're running things. These are monsters. It's you know what I mean? And they're so powerful. They're tied in with all the elites up there, right? And now it feels a little bit, correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like this is slowly kind of unraveling a little bit. We have the Leon Black thing. He's quitting Apollo, his other partner. You have stuff about
Robert
Bill Gates
Kraft
continuing
too,
coming out.
For Apollo.
Robert Kraft, exactly.
Can I address the KKK thing? Because I want to...
Oh, sure, yeah.
Louis Black is not in the KKK.
I figured,
just
no.
Just so you know.
No.
He wasn't.
I figured that.
But, you know, what they do is they... What KKK, first off? Like, this is 2023, okay? This isn't the 1930s or something, but... they've weaponized wokeness, and that's just something to say, because it's the new puritanical kind of cult. And I actually wrote today, like, leftism is not an ideology, it's a type of psychology.
It's theology.
It's raging inferiority complex, and Uncle Ted wrote about it. But I said, the psychology of the Puritan was already there, and I used to think it was like religion brainwashing them to be that way, but it's actually the other way around. It's this desperate need to control other people. So to them, religion was only a vehicle to couch authority behind. That's all it was. Their wokeness is not going to go away when they become secular. They attach themselves to the new sacred cow of anti-racism because the control freak isn't a faith. It's a type of psychology, and they're going to morph everything around them to fit their needs. And so if anti-racism, anti-sexism, anti LGBT circus, whatever, is the untouchable thing, just as, like, say, Christianity was in the past, then they're going to go, oh, that's my moral authority. I'm fighting racism. And they can use that as a weapon to get rid of any kind of political dissident because they have a magic word.
Yep.
I called him a Nazi. Now he's not a person. And this is kind of what happened to Donald Trump. You can see in the Durham report is they decided he's Hitler. He definitely isn't. They just decided Trump's Hitler, he's a Nazi, therefore we get to break all the rules, right? We know all these things are illegal. We're just going to make things up. Russiagate was completely made up.
Yeah.
Hacking the election, made up. But they don't care because they're like, but he's a Nazi. So right, this is the right. new religion. This yeah. is the new puritanical witch burning is under the guise of fighting racism. But it's to me, it just looks like hating white people.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And also, I think there's a little bit to this idea that there's so-called inclusivity as part of this program, is that you always have to include more and more victim groups in this. And I think it's also about normalizing the pedophile as just part of one in this clique of all these others,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, equity inclusion is just exclusion. It's yeah. like no straight white males. It's
that's
all
just it, exactly.
If we're
that's
not
just
50%
it.
Women, how do you know that 50% of the women are going to be qualified for the job? You don't know
that. It doesn't
that.
Matter.
It's pretty,
it doesn't
almost
matter.
Impossible odds that it's going to be exactly 50-50, right?
Yeah.
But they're just like, we're going to make it that way.
Yeah. Yep, we'll force it. Well, AI take over and run all these jobs, but we'll, damn it, we'll employ these women, 50%. You know what I mean?
Did you see the thought audit in Norway?
No, is this new?
This is a real thing. It used to be like an internet meme, mm-hmm. like audit the thoughts. Norway did a tax audit on OnlyFans girls. And
oh,
all of them
I remember
were not paying
oh,
their
thought.
Taxes.
Okay. Yes, I remember that, actually. Yes,
thought.
I do remember that. Yeah,
what should I say?
Yep.
Thought audit. Excuse
yes,
me.
That's right.
I heard some Yankees say it, so I was saying it the way they say it. Yeah, they had a thought audit, which is just amazing. Like, I mean, I'm more libertarian. I'm like, I don't want you paying taxes because, well, maybe in Norway it's not so bad, but here they just spend it on Ukraine and killing Palestinians, but hey, if I have to pay him, you have to pay him, so take it as a W.
Oh my god, yeah, I know, I heard that, and it was what was it to be? I think Sweden had something like this for a while too. Was there were the police was it was this great thing, right? The police had to have a unit sitting there looking at all these like strippers and like webcam shows online and stuff to see who was taking in like PayPal money, who they could try to go after. So I guess that's kind of what it has been like in the Scandinavian countries a little bit.
Wouldn't there just be a record from OnlyFans of the transaction? Do they really have to sit there and watch it all?
Exactly, I know, right? Well, you know,
or they're just like, oh, I guess we have to double check. Let's watch it all.
Yeah,
there was like this sting. There was a sting in I think it was Virginia or Maryland where they caught some like happy ending massage thing. Like Robert Kraft was frequent to, but they spent like $45,000 on massages. And I thought, damn, how many times did you have to go to figure out it was going on? 45K.
Well, isn't it the same as with the FBI? They were alerted to Larry Nazar, right? All the Olympics women's gymnastics team, right? These women in there, they're alerting the authorities. FBI is alerted. The investigator that's there to investigate this and try to figure out what's going on is asking for a job from Larry Nazar like halfway through, like, really, you're diddling girls, do you have an opening there, can I come join?
Man, well, he's already in the FBI.
FBI is just infested with it. I mean, it's
child services and the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security is the worst. It is full of pedophiles.
Yeah.
We are infested with these freaks because it's nepotism. Like, they hire each other. They've got a way to know who's what.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was even internal whistleblowers inside of the FBI. I'll see if I can find the headlines. They said that they had basically given up on prosecuting pedophile crimes and things like that. They're basically just walking away from that. They're just letting it happen. And in fact, they're encouraging it seems like.
I saw some whistleblowers on January 6th, too. I mean, we all know that was COINTELPRO. But finally, the Durham report's coming out, and you have some honest FBI people saying, yep, we had agents there, plain clothes, encouraged it, da-da-da-da. Something we all knew. You could see that from a mile away.
Yep, yep. Leah, let me show you that headline. Here's the Larry Nassar one here, right? FBI agents failing to properly investigate Larry Nassar, and this doesn't elaborate on that, the headline at least, but he talks about how he went on to seek a job with him, right? The criminality within the FBI. FBI informants committed over 9,000 crimes in early Trump years. And what have both DHS and the FBI recently done? Because you were talking about that. They're now trying to pretend and make up that white supremacy is the greatest terrorist threat, right, to the United States. And this was repeated recently, both by Mayorkas, who's heading up DHS, and Biden, when he went to the Howard College, right, an all-black, or university, whatever it is, all-black university, and they're both repeating these lines. Do you see how this works, the deflection? No, white, don't look at the pedophile, look at all these white supremacists. And then what they mean when they say white supremacy is basically anyone who's not them, anybody who's normal, even conservatives,
it's
patriots.
Just, yeah, it's just a label. It's this weaponized wokeness that they put on anybody they want to get rid of them. I mean, yeah, there's Reid Hoffman. I mean, he was part of the hoax on Donald Trump.
Yes.
And
isn't
he's also an Epstein person.
Yep, he is. LinkedIn founder, right?
Yeah, on page 2 or 3. Just going through my list here.
Yeah,
yep, there he is. He backed DeSantis, too.
Yes, he did. Or does, I should say. Yeah, this is. I mean, it's all tied in. They're all. That's, you know, whether people like Trump or not, it's clear that they're going after Trump, and they're creating all these things. You know, who was that?
I said Hoffman.
Hoffman. Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. Yep. The Wall Street Journal.
I'm not shocked. And the thing is, like, okay, why does it matter if so many of these people are Jewish? Well, it doesn't, except that. If you're talking about 2% of the population and it's like 90-something plus percent of the Epstein list, then you have to understand, like, unless you think Jews are just naturally perverts or something, this is an Israeli operation. This has got state sponsorship, and it does. I mean, you go trace back the Maxwell family. Her father was an informant for Israeli intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And Acosta's saying, I was told to back off. They're part of intelligence.
Yeah.
I think the CIA was spying on itself, right? Like, they compromised William Burns. They compromised James Woolsey. They both end up being CIA directors. Burns is the current director. And William Burns was not known to be associated with Epstein until this Wall Street Journal calendar came out.
Yeah. Do you know how they got the calendar? What happened?
Oh, by the way, William Burns said he didn't know that Epstein had been arrested for kiddie fiddling and all that. I'm like, you didn't know that? You're the director of the CIA. I don't think you should have that position if you couldn't even figure out who Jeffrey Epstein was.
It's not their gig. Their gig is to do gay ops and overthrow, you know, people in other countries.
Maidan, things like that. Yeah.
That too, exactly. Yeah. Do you know how the Wall Street Journal got a hold of this calendar? Was it a subpoena? Was it a FOIA request? Or, do you know what the backstory there is?
I don't think they're going to give Ways and Means, but I don't think it was like it's not like someone just found it on the property. I mean, there's been a large collection of evidence, and it seems like the only stuff that got reported was the first raid in his New York property where he had the weird passport and the CD, you know, it's full CDs.
The
so
discs.
That's how long he's been doing this.
Yeah.
Of compromised people and stuff, but it wouldn't tell you what's on this. You know, it said what it was labeled, but it wouldn't tell you.
So someone,
show you the CDs,
someone knows.
Right?
Someone has looked through all of this material. There's people out there
the
knowing
stuff
this.
From Florida, Paris, New Mexico. It's hush hush.
Yeah.
I think the calendar is from the Florida property.
Okay.
But like they've had this in their possession forever, and. And so it's just a matter of, like, why won't you give that to journalists? Like, why won't you let the public know? And you know why. It's because these are the most powerful people in the world.
Right.
Like, you've got CDs. Pixelate or whatever, but shit, let it all out.
Because
people are compromised.
Yes.
Nope.
We need to know. Let's talk about national security risks, right? They're talking about white supremacy being a problem. Look at these damn
people.
Well,
we know who all went to the New York rape mansion, so I have a pretty good idea. And we know who went there early.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a good idea who's on those CDs, but
yeah,
let's show it. Like Hunter Biden, of course, they suppressed that story too. He's on film with the foot jobs and all the rest of it. And I remember being on Red Ice, actually, like before the Biden Trump debate, and y'all showed my VK, and there was like a nude black lady with her feet, and I was like, that's from the Hunter laptop. I'm not a weird pervert. It's like a random picture. I'm like, oh, that's from the Hunter stuff. I'm sorry. I haven't deleted all that out. But, like, it was all over Chinese websites and things of the stuff he's doing, the little kids in lingerie and smoking crack and the hookers and all this stuff. And they just acted like, oh, no, that's a fake story, Russian disinformation. And I'm sitting here going, I'm fucking looking at it, right?
Like,
that's definitely Hunter. They did not deep fake this whole video. There's video after video after video of him, you know, just the stupidest stuff. He leaves his camera on because he's collecting trophies, probably got some sort of visual fetish or something. But I'm looking at it, and you could not put this on Twitter or anywhere else. They would cancel you. You couldn't even write about it. You couldn't. They put a warning label on BitChute, like any video about anything. They said, this is dangerous, da-da-da-da, because you could upload the stuff to BitChute. But back then, that was it. There was no, I mean, for me anyway, I've been banned on everything else. But there's no way you're going to put that on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Vimeo, none of that, you know.
Right.
Maybe now, Odyssey wouldn't care. Rumble, 50-50 chance. But no, you can't do it.
Ryan, let's take a short break here. I'm going to continue in part two, and we might drift it a little bit into it. I'm going to talk more about Robert Kraft and what's happening there, too, and then going to the Twitter CEO and all that stuff, right? So there's a little bit there to touch on. But give us some plugs here right at the end of the first segment. How can people follow you? ANCReport.com, of course. That's your main site.
Yep.
What other
ANCReport.com. We're actually doing a fundraiser to remaster some films I made. GiveSendGo/9/11. And so we're in the middle of that. And I encourage NUMEX free. You can watch that. All my films are free except for two of them. And it's like the one I made on 9/11 has got the best info ever, but it was made in Windows Movie Maker. So it's something we want to redo. And you can also get an Epstein crime map in the shop right here. It's, I think there's 55 names or something on this one. It's sort of his lieutenants, you could say. And that's in the shop. It just says the shop on top of the page. We got a NUMEX map, a Biden crime syndicate map, an anthrax timeline, lots of goodies in there. And it's really, it's a donation to the site, but you also get a large poster. This thing's pretty big. And, pretty sizable.
Yeah, I had one in the old studio. I got to find a space for it here in the new place we're in right now. But
that's right. Yeah. You guys moved too.
Yep.
I just recently moved. Y'all looking at the new background. I'm in Korea now. It's been Japan the last 16 years. I was in the U.S. for two of those years, but 14 years in Japan.
Oh wow. Yep.
And I just moved.
How do you like Korea so far?
It's really good for my kids. It's harder for me because I speak Japanese. I don't speak Korean too well yet, but. It's different. Obviously it's different, but it's definitely more similar to Japan than it is the U.S., but they are very different from one another, but in a good way. It's apples and oranges.
Right. Yeah. All right. Right. Dawson, ANCReport.com. That stands for anti-neocon, by the way, for those of you who don't know. I want to talk more about some of these neocons in part two coming up here. We'll have Ryan's social media channels linked below. You can follow him on Telegram, t.me/ANCReport, I think it is, right? And on Twitter, it's Ryan Liberty. You're up there. And when did you get reinstated? This is like a couple of months ago now, was it?
January on my second son's birthday.
Oh, very good.
Which is also the birthday of my grandfather and his grandfather. My wife's father, my dad's father, and him will have the same birthday.
Oh, nice.
And that's when I got reinstated on Twitter, so it's kind of a magical day.
Your lucky day. There you go.
And then I got suspended on Twitter in February. That didn't take long. But I did an appeal, and I got brought back again. But I'm sort of self-censoring because I'm like, well, I just can't risk losing this. It's the only, like, quote-unquote mainstream platform I have. I'm not allowed on anything else. So... yeah, I have a Twitter, but like, if you really want to get down to it, you should join Telegram. And if you're really, really not thin-skinned, then you should join our Spurgatory Telegram, because that is it's worse than 4chan. But I'm a free speech absolutist, so I made a room. Like, I'm having my own segregated, and I'm like, look, this is what I think in the news and da-da-da-da, but... rather than banning people, I just relegate them to a room called Spurgatory, and it's entertaining. If you want to get in there, so you can add that channel too.
I'll see if I have the energy to look at that.
All
sounds
words
like fun.
You're not allowed to say are encouraged. It's bad, but sometimes
yeah. Good state, good,
you know,
stuff.
They get some good stories,
right? Yeah,
you know, no, for the wrong reason.
Might be so. Worth it. All right, a quick break coming up, guys. Ryan Dawson is with us here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in part two. Thank you so much for watching, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to continue with part two with Ryan Dawson coming up at redicemembers.com or odyssey.com/redicetv, or you can sign up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get a membership. It's only $10 a month. If you get a longer one, you get a discount. If you get a two-year one, it's almost up at 40% discount. We have a one-year one. We have a nine-month one. We have a six-month one as well. It gets progressively cheaper the longer subscription you get. So check out some of those options. So join us after the break. We're going to talk more about Epstein, Robert Kraft, and the pedophile network and their activities. We'll also talk about how it ties into the ADL and Jonathan Greenblatt, who are giving awards to many other people that have been associated with Epstein, such as Alan Dershowitz. We're also going to talk a bit about Elon Musk, his new Twitter CEO, which is a disaster. World Economic Forum person, SJW, anti-white, essentially. But there are a few good things that Musk has done recently, and one of those is going after the ADL and Greenblatt, so good for him. We'll also talk about the Ukraine-Russia war and how badly things are going for NATO, the US, and the EU, who are running out of ammunition and have a lot of their weapons destroyed that they're sending to Ukraine, such as America's recent Patriot missile system. I think Germany sent one as well. Join us in part two together with Ry Dawson. Also want to say thank you to our executive producers here today, T. Lothrop Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, Chalky Milk, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeebs, President Ubunga, Mongoose, William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Francis Parker Yockey, Dill Bob, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze, and JP. Thank you, guys. Our producers, Mr. Walker 696, Johansson, Leroy Dumont, Snark Pup, Eyes Open, Mr. Lemry, Urinu, Obadiah Hexwell, Single Action Army, and George Porge. Thank you, guys. Appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for being a executive producer or producer. You can check out one of those tiers at redicemembers.com. You can get one at Odyssey or at Subscribestar as well. That will help us to continue to expand if you want to get some resources our way. We recently got aboard an editor. Thank you, everybody. We'll probably set a goal for another 20. We want to see some new names in there. So if you can, please get one of those. Help us reach 40 executive producers. We'd love to get a person aboard who can actually help up with some of the admin stuff on the back end. Bookings, you know, get guests booked in and stuff like that. There's a lot more we can do to expand, and it's only with your guests' help that we can and will be able to do that. So please consider if you can. Otherwise, just a regular membership will do fine as well. Thank you, guys. We appreciate all of you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in part two with Ryan Dawson.